Our God is good. That's the little series that we're on. He provides blessing, favor, and promotion. Promotion comes from the Lord. It is the blessing of the Lord that makes rich. It's what the Bible clearly teaches. And he adds no sorrow to it. If we are successful financially, it is the blessing of the Lord. Some of these wealthy atheists, they don't realize it, but they're just using talent and ability that God gave them. And they're raking, storing up a lot of money, and the Word of God says the wicked stores up wealth for the righteous. So let's just believe God, that God's going to always bless his people. If anyone has the ability to make money, that ability came from the Lord. Where else could it have come from? It comes from your Creator. And the Word of God says it is God who gives you the ability to produce wealth. Now, you put aside all the things you've heard over the years concerning this subject and all the things, many things you've heard other preachers preach. But a lot of people listen to preachers who live in failure and defeat, in poverty, and they're sick all the time. And people listen to them and take advice from them. I would not take any advice from anybody that didn't live the Word of God. Amen. The Word says it is God who gives you the ability to produce wealth. We need to know this, where the ability and the talent and the gifting and the strength and the power and the anointing is coming from. As Christians, that helps us be successful. Deuteronomy 8, verse 17, you may say to yourself, my power and the strength of my hand have produced this wealth for me. And boy, that's exactly what a lot of men say. Nobody gave me anything. I worked hard with my own strength, my own ability, my own intellect. I produced all of this myself. The Bible says that's not so. Amen. Verse 18, but remember the Lord your God, for it is he who gives you the ability to produce wealth. And listen to this, and so confirms the covenant which he swore to your forefathers as it is today. He promised to bless them and to confirm that covenant. He has blessed his people and will bless his people who truly serve him. This is a confirmation of his promise. He promised to bless his people no matter what you hear from anywhere else. You remember, the devil's got preachers too. And it's the devil that wants you in poverty, so we can't have the money to fix these lights. Amen. Proverbs 10:22, it is the blessing of the Lord that makes rich. Huh. Wow, there you have it. I've got that one memorized. Well, I've got a lot of these memorized. It is the blessing of the Lord that makes rich. And he has no sorrow to it. You see, if we're successful financially, it is the blessing of the Lord. If anyone has the ability to make money, that ability came from the Lord. So we need to humble ourselves and give God the credit. Deuteronomy chapter 30, verse 9. Then the Lord your God will make you most prosperous in all the work of your hands and in the fruit of your womb. The young of your livestock and the crops of your field, the Lord will again delight in you and make you prosperous just as he delighted in your fathers. If you obey the Lord your God, and keep his commandments and decrees, he says, if you'll serve me and obey me, I'll bless everything, even your children. I'll bless the crops of your field. I'll bless your jobs. And he doesn't say anybody will be able to hinder you or stop you, because this is a promise from God. If you live for God and serve for God, nobody can put their foot on you and hold you down. As poor white trash, I was told I could not accomplish anything, couldn't do anything. And if I had believed that, I would still probably be living on a bridge somewhere in jail, probably in jail. Yay. But I believe, I read a number of Vincent Peale's book, and I had rededicated my life to the Lord, and that book was really based on Scripture, and everybody in the country, every successful businessman was reading it. The Power of Positive Thinking, the main thing he says is, quote this Scripture, I can do all things through Christ which strengthens me. When I started quoting that and starting believing that, I started making good grades, and I started looking smarter, acting smarter, But it wasn't because of me, it was because of the Word of God. And as I meditated on it and spoke it, God began to make it happen. Amen. Nobody's a victim that believes the Word of God. Somebody say amen. And if the devil's trying to tell you you're a victim, you shake it off. I don't care who you are, you can go to the top with God. You've got God favor all over you. It says, I'll surround you with favors with a shield. I'm preaching all kinds of scriptures I don't even have in my notes. So pay attention. Something's going on here. God wants to bless every one of you. And everyone listen to me. And everyone that will listen to these messages. You see, but it is conditional. You got to obey him. He told the story of the Good Samaritan, and he says, go do like that. If you're not a Good Samaritan, God's not going to bless you. You got to be generous and bless other people. If you go out to eat today and you don't tell them you're a Christian. Don't tell them. But and my children, I had a deal with them. I'll pay half your college and you pay the other half. And so they paid their other half by serving tables. And they said, Dad, on Sunday nobody wants to work because Christians do not tip. Not only do they do not tithe and give to God's work, they do not tip the people who are waiting on them and serving them. If you can't afford to tip, go home and cook your hot dog. Amen. But this is conditional. If you obey the Lord your God and keep his commandments and decrees, and part of that is being generous and loving and giving like that Good Samaritan. Hosea 2:8 says, for she, Israel, does not know that it was the Lord, that it was I, the Lord, who gave her the grain, the new wine, and the oil, and lavished on her silver and gold, which they used for bail. You see, you could read it like this. For the United States of America does not know that it was the Lord who gave her the grain, the new wine, and the oil, and lavished on her silver and gold. You see, a lot of people thinking, well, I did this myself. America's just a great nation. We're great people, better than anybody. No, we're not. This nation started as a nation believing in God. Anybody tells you anything different, it's a liar. I'm a history major. I know exactly what this nation was founded on. It's founded on the Word of God. They've even got Moses and the Ten Commandments carved into the Supreme Court building. And look at your money. In God we trust. Amen. And when I started school, we had prayer in class every day. And they gave me a ruler that says, do unto others as you'd have them do unto you. And they told me it was the golden rule. And I thought the thing was made out of gold. But it was the Word of God. Treat people the way you want to be treated. You know, if we start living by that today, if everybody in America started living by that today, there'd be no more crime. Be no racism. Wouldn't be all this hate. The people seem like they got to have somebody to hate. Right now, they're hating on the Jews. Right now, they're leaving the rest of us alone and hating on the Jews. How many praying for the Jews? I mean, we got some evil people in this country. But if we'll, listen, I came to tell you, if we'll live right, do right, live by his commandments, God will take care of us. Don't you ever doubt anything else? Well, the economy is getting bad. God's economy is just fine. For she, United States of America, Israel, or whoever, does not know that it was the Lord who gave her the grain, the new wine, and the oil. The secular humanist Marxists today are claiming this was never a Christian nation. It's always been a pagan nation. That is not true. And anybody that has the ability to read and a little effort to go read a little bit of real history books, they'll get the older ones because they're changing the new ones. And you'll find out this nation, it was blessed because of God. And lavished on her silver and gold, which was used for bail. But right now we're going the other way. You know why? Because we turn our back on the Lord. This nation's going down fast. We got more problems. I've been around a long time. I've never seen us in the kind of mess we're in right now. For the first time, Russia, I've wondered in the past, why don't they get together? They're getting together now. Russia, China, Iran, Korea. They're getting together, planning to get rid of us. Amen. You don't need to worry about global warming right now. You need to worry about nukes. Can you say amen? You're talking about global warming, it could get really hot. We need to pray and see God like we never have before. It didn't come to discourage you. I came to tell you we better get to praying, and our God can fix it. He said he would. If my people, which are called by my name, shall humble themselves and pray and seek my face and turn from the wicked ways, then will I hear from heaven, forgive their sin, and heal their land. And everybody said amen. Many Americans today do not recognize that it is God who has blessed America and lavished on us the great American lifestyle. Many prosperous Americans are using God's financial blessings for drugs, alcohol, illicit sex, and for their own selfish ambition. And he said of Israel, said they are using all the wealth I've given them for Baal, a pagan god. We really worship God through illicit sexual activity. Verse 9, therefore, I will take back my grain. Hello. When we get prideful and arrogant and think, man, I'm doing great, that's a good time to lose everything we got. It's God. You give God the credit. I can do all things. It's pride and arrogance. I can do all things through Christ, which strengthens me, is humility. And when you approach it with humility, God will bless you. Therefore, I will take back my grain at harvest time and my new wine in its season. I will also take away my wool and my flax, given to cover her nakedness. You see, America is losing her wealth and status in the world. It's really embarrassing. But we got it coming. Because we're teaching in our schools there is no God. Man is created by evolution, whatever that is. A little amoeba out there in the ocean decided it wanted to turn into a human, and wabo, wemo, wapo, wubu, here we are, whatever. Yay. And where'd the ocean come from? Where'd the little amoeba come from? It takes a lot more faith to believe that than it does to believe in a God. When we do not recognize that prosperity comes from God, God says, I'll take it away. A lack of gratitude can cost us everything we have. If we do not use what God has given us the way he wants us to use it, he can take it away. Some of us need to repent. Most Americans, as they would need to repent of their arrogance and haughty attitude and recognize that God is the source of everything good and everything worth having. You see, you think COVID would have taught us a lesson. I mean, COVID taught us a lesson. You can lose everything in a minute just by getting a virus and lose your life. We live in very difficult, tragic times, but if we rely totally on him, he's promised to bless us. I don't care what's happening in the world. God's going to bless me. He always has. The world says you will be blessed more than any other people. Do you believe that? It's talking about those who truly serve God. I know people have preached exactly the opposite, but I'm tired of what people preach. I'm preaching what God preaches by reading it straight out of the Bible. Why don't you read all these scriptures so you will leave knowing it came from God, not from me? Here it goes, Deuteronomy 7, 12. If you pay attention to these laws and are careful to follow them and to obey the Lord, do what he tells you to do. And how many know if he tells you to do something, that's his command to you. And you need to do it. He told me and Dottie to come and start this church. If we hadn't done it, we would have starved to death in Lexington, or at least we wouldn't have been blessed like we are now. If you pay attention to these laws and are careful to follow them, then the Lord your God will keep his covenant of love with you. Verse 13, he calls it the covenant of love. Let me know God loves you. You're his kids. If you've been evil, human, or carnal, know how to give good gifts to your children, how much more? Your Heavenly Father, give good things to you that ask him. Who said that? Jesus. Verse 13, he will love you and bless you and increase your numbers. Do you believe that? I believe that. He just increased our numbers one more this week. From a daughter, they told not to have any children. If you will love your love and bless you, and he will love you and bless you and increase your numbers. He will bless the fruit of your womb, the crops of your land. Do you believe God wants to bless your children? So, well, they're not doing too good right now. Well, that's why you fix your eye on what is not seen rather than what is seen. What is not seen may be right now that they're not being blessed, but God says he's going to bless the fruit of your womb. I'm not going to wait all day for that amen. Okay. You need to claim that. Well, my kids are not doing too good. You claim that. Blessed shall be the fruit of your body. You see, the Lord promises to bless those who obey him. You will be blessed more than any other people. And who's he talking to? His people who serve him, born-again people who are living by the word of God, good Samaritans. You will be blessed more than people who are not obeying God. That's what it means. Sometimes we get envious of people. They seem to be living totally for the devil, and yet they're prospering, but that's temporary. I've been around long enough now, I can tell you that their blessing is going to evaporate one of these days. And another thing we need to know, too, everybody has money is not happy. Verse 15, the Lord will keep you from every disease. People, when COVID hit, everybody went into a panic. And one person said to me, well, what are you doing? Are you living just like you always do? I said, yes, I am. It didn't affect me one bit. I just kept doing what I was doing, if I could. Okay, I had all these rules and regulations. God told me to submit to authority, so I tried to submit to authority. But the Bible has all kind of health rules, too, in case you don't know it. You're supposed to wash your hands. Did you know that? In running water. So you're supposed to keep your hands clean. That's no great revelation to people who know the Bible. So I wash my hands all the time. When I was at the hospital, I washed my hands 3 or 4 or 5 times an hour. Not quite that much. I use the sanitizer everywhere. You're a faith man. Well, listen, you can't use faith as an excuse to be irresponsible. But at the same time, you trust God to do what you can't do, to keep you free from COVID. If it does attack you, get it. Pray unto God heals you. Unless it's your time to go to heaven, then check out. We'll do your funeral and we'll find something nice to say about you. Amen. I do a wonderful funeral. I had a young couple come to me one time. They were at one of my funerals. They said, man, you do a great job on a funeral. We want you to do our funeral. I said, well, now, you do realize you're going to have to let me outlive you. They're like younger than me. Verse 15, the Lord will bless, will keep you free from every disease. Well, everybody else is getting it. I guess I'm next. I guess I'm not. He said, well, this is just nuts. No, God gave me a word on healing 45 years ago, and I haven't missed preaching one time because I've been sick in 45 years. I've been attacked. I've got sick, but I get healed and I get back on it because of these promises. I don't believe what I believe because I just woke up one day and decided I'm going to create my own gospel. I go with the word of God. Verse 15, the Lord will keep you free from every sickness. You see, he promises to keep us free if we see it's conditional. You got to serve him and obey him. If he tells you to go to Knoxville and you're in Lexington, this may not work. Amen. You see, this is his covenant with those who obey him. You will be blessed more than people who do not obey him. That's what it means. Remember, blessings is more than wealth. Well, I've been serving God and I'm not blessed. Well, look around. Maybe you are blessed. You're just taking things for granted. If you're healthy and well, and you got enough money in your pocket to get a hamburger, you're blessed more than a lot of people. God didn't promise we're all going to be rich. Matter of fact, I've always wanted to be poor and humble, but God keeps messing that up by giving me stuff I didn't even ask for. Psalm 144, verse 1, praise be to the Lord, my rock. I'm going to have to speed this up. Can y'all listen fast? Praise be to the Lord my rock, who trains my hands for war and my fingers for battle. Verse 2, why is that important? Because there's going to be people who attack you and don't like you. And God will show you how to defeat them. Yeah. Amen. As a preacher, I've ran into that a lot. Verse 2, who subdues people under me. God will, if he calls you leadership, he'll cause people to listen to you. Amen. If you got an opportunity to take a promotion, pray about it. If it's God, take it. God will cause people to listen to you. Amen. Who subdues people under me. So how many of you are at war with somebody at work? Somebody just like to get rid of you. You see, God can show you how to deal with that. If any man lack wisdom, let him ask to God. How many of you know you are in spiritual warfare? Well, it's those people. No, it's the devil using those people. And if you know that, then you take authority over their source of power, the devil. God will train us how to win our battles. That's why I preach on spiritual warfare. And that's important for us to know these things, because there's promises here that we can win. Who seduce people under me, who trains my hands for war and my fingers for battle. He will also cause people to submit to our leadership so we all can be successful. Psalm 144, verse 13, our barns will be filled with every kind of provision. Our sheep will increase by thousands, by tens of thousands in the field. Verse 14, our oxen will draw heavy loads. And I kid my staff, I said, my oxen draw heavy loads. The people on the staff, they carry heavy loads, but they get it done. They do amazing things. Can you say amen? But it's the blessings of God upon us and them that makes it happen. And verse 15, blessed are the people of whom this is true. I'm running out of time and I'm trying to go fast. Slow down. Okay. Blessed are the people whose God is the Lord. This says, blessed are the people who make God their Lord. Our barns will be filled with every kind of provision. The secular humanists will be disappointed. They're going to be disappointed. You see, God raises the poor from the dust and lifts the needy from the ash heap. Listen, Psalm 113, verse 7, he raises the poor from the dust and lifts the needy from the ash heap. If we are poor and needy but obey God's word, we have a lot to look forward to, because God has promised to raise the poor from the dust and lift the needy from the ash heap. Amen. You don't have to believe it. If you're going to be blessed, you got to. Proverbs 10:24. What the wicked... So how in the world do I believe all this? You memorize these scriptures that grab you and you quote them all day long. It says meditate therein day and night. How do you do that? You memorize it and you quote it all day long. And when you wake up at night, you quote it. Proverbs 10:24. Listen, you're going to be quoting scripture or you're going to be thinking negative thoughts, one or the other. Amen. Proverbs 10:24. What the wicked dreads will overtake him. Bad things are coming to people who are not serving God. What the wicked dreads will overtake him. What the righteous desire will be granted. Well, your desires are all ungodly. No, I have discovered that if God really wants me to do something, he'll put a desire in me to do it. I'm pastoring church right now because I love being associate pastor, but God put a desire in me to be a pastor, and I thought it was just me, you know, wanting to be a big shot, and so I began to rebuke myself, and I began to pray, and God began to show me, that's not your desire. That's my desire for you to pastor a church. Verse 25, when the storm has swept by, boy, I like this. See if you like it. When the storm has swept by, the wicked are gone, but the righteous stand firm forever. COVID wiped all across the world and killed millions of people, but God's people, nearly all of us, were healed, delivered, and bounced back. Can you say amen? And many of us are doing better right now than we did when COVID, before COVID came through. You say, well, some Christians died. Well, it's God's will for some people to go to heaven. We had one, everybody in this church just about had COVID. Everyone got healed except one. And many of them were healed instantly. And, but this one, I prayed and prayed and prayed. He was 82 or 3, one of my best friends ever. And God just not going to heal him and take him to heaven. And he did. I'm okay with that. Because he's a lot better off than I am. I said, he's better off than I am. It's pointing to the man who wants to die and after the judgment. Don't let somebody die and kill your faith, because all of us are going to die. That's what we're living for, is to die and go to heaven. Amen. Let's don't let the devil confuse us. Psalm 145, verse 19. He fulfills the desires of those who fear him. If you fear him, you're not going to want anything bad. He fulfills the desires of those who fear him. He hears their cry and saves them. You see, God fulfills the desires of those who fear him enough to obey him. It's not just enough to say, I fear God. You have to fear him enough to do what he says to do. In Psalm 75, verse 6, for promotion cometh neither from the east, nor from the west, nor from the south, but God is the judge. He putteth down one and setteth up another. If you're not being promoted, it might be because you're not doing what you're supposed to be doing to please God. Like being a doer of the word, when you give and when you pray and when you fast and when you go to church and when you meditate upon the word of God day and night. You see, God does these things based on us believing these promises. Jesus said, according to your faith, so be it unto you. 1 Peter 5:6. Humble yourselves, therefore, under the mighty hand of God, that he may exalt you in due time. Yeah. Quit trying to promote yourself and let God do it. Do the word and let God do the rest. And do what he tells you to do. He who believes his promises are promoted, and those who humble themselves are exalted. That's being a doer of the word too. Amen. Believing their promises and humbling ourselves. Deuteronomy 28:12. Totally out of time. The Lord shall open to you his good treasure, the heavens to give the rain of your land in its season, to bless all the work of your hands, to bless all the works of your hands, and you shall lend to many nations, but you shall not borrow. Verse 13, and the Lord shall make you the head and not the tail, and you shall be above only, and you shall not be beneath, if you heed the commands of the Lord your God. As Michael was saying earlier, most Christians are not obeying God in basic things like tithes and offerings. So how can he expect to be blessed? Well, I know all these Christians, and they're just suffering, and it's just one miserable thing after another. Are they obeying God? Are they tithing? Are they giving? Are they doing what God tells them to do? If you obey my voice, hearken to my voice, these blessings will come on thee and overtake thee. You see, we appropriate all these good promises by believing them and speaking them and acting on them. Don't speak your fears, your doubts, and your worries. Speak the word of God. Don't make up crazy confession. Speak the word of God. That's your confession, is the word of God. It's my confession. Psalm 146, verse 7, he upholds the cause of the oppressed. You feel oppressed? It says God upholds you. He upholds the cause of the oppressed and gives food to the hungry. You see, he comes to the defense of the oppressed and he feeds the hungry. If we will believe these promises, he will deliver us and bless us according to his promises. Why? He has promised. God keeps his promises. Jesus said, according to your faith, therefore be it unto you. And so if we believe him and trust him, believe his word, then he will perform it. Amen. You see, no wavering, no doubting. Do not doubt these promises. Believe them and stand on them. Let's all stand.